about today. Today is June 29th. It's the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, apostles. Simon, called Peter, was a fisherman on the Sea of Galilee. He was chosen by Jesus to be the rock on which he would build the church. Like so many of his Jewish contemporaries, he was attracted by the Baptist preaching of penance and was with his brother Andrew among John's associates in Bethania on the eastern bank of the Jordan. When, after the high council had sent envoys for the second time to the Baptist, the latter pointed to Jesus who was passing, saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Andrew and another disciple followed the Savior to his residence and remained with him one day. Later, meeting his brother Simon, Andrew said, "We have found the Messiah," and brought him to Jesus, who, looking upon him, said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is interpreted Peter. Already, at this first meeting, the Savior foretold the change of Simon's name to Cephas, which is translated Petros, a proof that Christ had already special views with regard to Simon. Later, probably at the same time of his definitive call to the apostolate with the 11 other apostles, Jesus actually gave Simon the name of Cephas, after which he was usually called Peter, especially by Christ, on the solemn occasion after Peter's profession of faith. After the first meeting, Peter with the other early disciples remained with Jesus for some time. They accompanied him to Galilee for the marriage at Cana, to Judea and to Jerusalem, and through Samaria back to Galilee. Here, Peter resumed his occupation of fisherman for a short time, but soon received the definitive call of the Savior to become one of his permanent disciples. Peter and Andrew were engaged at their calling when Jesus met and addressed them, "Come ye after me, and I will make you to be fishers of men." On the same occasion, the sons of Zebedee were called. From this point forward, Peter remained always in the immediate neighborhood of our Lord. A little later, Christ chose his 12 apostles as his constant associates in preaching the kingdom of God. Among the 12, Peter soon became conspicuous. The more prominent the apostles become in the evangelical narrative, the more conspicuous does Peter appear as the first among them. In the list of the 12, on the occasion of their solemn call to the apostolate, not only does Peter stand always at their head, but his surname, Petrus, given him by Christ, is especially emphasized. On various occasions, Peter speaks in the name of the other apostles. When Christ's words are addressed to all the apostles, Peter answers in their name. Very characteristic is the expression of true fidelity to Jesus, which Peter addressed to him in the name of the other apostles. Christ, after he had spoken of the mystery of the reception of his body and blood, and many of his disciples had left him, asked the 12 if they too should leave him. Peter's answer comes immediately. "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast words of eternal life, and we have believed and have known that thou art the Holy One of God." Christ himself unmistakably accords Peter a special precedence and the first place among the apostles. As Christ's coming agreed so little with the expectations for the Messiah, many different views concerning him were current. While on a journey, along with his apostles, Jesus asks them, "Whom do men say that the Son of Man is?" Then the apostles answered, "Some, John the Baptist. Others, Elias. Others, Jeremias, or one of the prophets." Jesus said to them, "But whom do you say that I am?" And Simon said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answering said to him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood hath not revealed it to thee, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say to thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give to thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind upon earth, it shall be bound also in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth, it shall be loosed also in heaven. Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. By the word rock, the Savior cannot have meant himself, but only Peter, as is so much more apparent in Aramaic, in which the same word, kypha, is used for Peter and rock. He traveled extensively and preached, traveling to Rome, where he became the first bishop of Rome and where he died during the reign of Nero, between 64 and 67. According to tradition, he was crucified with his head downward. Paul, a Jew born in Tarsus, was a Pharisee and a tent maker. He took part in the persecution of Christians until, while traveling on the road to Damascus to persecute the Christians there, he had a vision that led him to convert. From then on, baptized, he began preaching, founding several communities, and lived in Rome for 3 years. He died in Rome during the reign of Nero around the year 65, according to tradition, beheaded with a sword. 13 epistles in the New Testament are attributed to Paul. Paul's influence on Christian thinking arguably has been more significant than any other New Testament author. Paul's epistles were accepted early as scripture and later established as canon of scripture. Critical scholars regard Paul's epistles written between 50 and 62 to be the earliest written books of the New Testament, being referenced as early as circa 96 by Clement of Rome. Paul's letters are largely written to the churches which he founded or visited. He was a great traveler, visiting Cyprus, Asia Minor, which is now Turkey, mainland Greece, Crete, and Rome, bringing the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth with him. His letters are full of expositions of what Christians should believe and how they should live. He does not tell his correspondents, or the modern reader, much about the life of Jesus. His most explicit references are to the Last Supper and the crucifixion and resurrection. Paul provides the first written account of what it is to be Christian, and thus of Christian spirituality. For its theology of atonement, the Christian church owes a unique debt to the writings of Paul. Paul taught that Christians are redeemed from the law and from sin by Jesus' death and resurrection. His death was an expiation, and by Christ's blood, peace is made between God and man. By baptism, a Christian mystically shares in Jesus' death and in his victory over death, gaining as a free gift a new, justified status of sonship.